Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the wild things. It's that time of year. It's nesting season for most of our backyard birds. It's also the time of year that wildlife rehabilitation centers are inundated with orphaned baby birds. Most backyard bird babies are songbirds, small birds that must lay pretty small eggs. As a result of the size of their eggs, there's a very limited supply of nutrients that can fit inside, so growth of the bird in the egg must be limited, and most development takes place after hatching. If you're lucky enough to find a nest with eggs in it, it's well worth your time to take note of the daily events that will take place, and also worth sharing with the youngster, from a distance. Don't touch the eggs or young. The parent birds will not smell your scent on the eggs and abandon them. Most birds have a relatively poor sense of smell, but mammals such as squirrels and cats and also climbing snakes can tell you've been there by the smell. The most important reason not to touch those bird eggs is that there is a tiny living, breathing creature inside. The eggshell is porous so that the developing chick can breathe. If you handle a bird egg, oils from your skin plug pores in the shell and can cause the chick to suffocate. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Most small birds lay one egg a day, usually early in the morning, until their clutch is complete. During egg laying, an adult may be near the nest, but won't be warming the eggs. Development of the chick inside an egg doesn't begin until the heat of incubation is applied by the bird raising belly feathers and placing its bare skin against the eggs. By waiting to begin incubating until after the last egg is laid, the birds assure that the chicks will all hatch at about the same time. Chicks will thus be evenly matched when competing for food, and the nest will be occupied by baby birds for the minimum amount of time. Songbird babies usually hatch after only about 2 weeks of incubation. When they hatch, they have, at best, a few wisps of down emerging from almost translucent pink skin. During their first week, one parent usually stays at the nest, often sitting over the young to warm and protect them. During these early days, it is important to keep your distance from the nest. Keeping parents away for only a few minutes can be the difference between life and death. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Unlike our backyard songbirds, baby chickens, quail, ducks, and killdeer hatch covered with down and ready to go. They leave the nest soon after hatching and are led by a parent to an area that is safe and that can provide the food the chicks need. Like a child who seems advanced for his or her age, we refer to chicks that are well developed at hatching as being precocial. Obviously, precocial chicks do a great deal more developing in the egg than do the babies of songbirds, and it takes a bigger egg to provide the nutrients needed for that development and a longer time in the egg for the development to occur. While a cardinal's eggs may hatch in 2 weeks or less, the eggs of precocial birds, such as ducks, may take nearly a month to hatch. Precocial chicks are not fed by their parents, but are led to food by them. Just as with the helpless babies of songbirds, however, precocial chicks feed extensively on insects, snails, and other small creatures, food that's high in protein. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Unlike our backyard songbirds, baby chickens, quail, ducks, and killdeer hatch covered with down and ready to go. They leave the nest soon after hatching and are led by a parent to an area that is safe and that can provide the food the chicks need. Like a child who seems advanced for his or her age, we refer to chicks that are well developed at hatching as being precocial. Obviously, precocial chicks do a great deal more developing in the egg than do the babies of songbirds, and it takes a bigger egg to provide the nutrients needed for that development and a longer time in the egg for the development to occur. While a cardinal's eggs may hatch in 2 weeks or less, the eggs of precocial birds, such as ducks, may take nearly a month to hatch. Precocial chicks are not fed by their parents, but are led to food by them. Just as with the helpless babies of songbirds, however, precocial chicks feed extensively on insects, snails, and other small creatures, food that's high in protein. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. It's that time of year. The feathered kids are on the streets. Baby birds are out of the nest, and many will be encountered by humans. What should you do when you find a baby bird? First of all, most baby birds found out of the nest are not abandoned. Mom and Pop know right where they are and will be looking after them. The best thing to do in most cases is to leave them alone. That's the only legal thing to do also. Native birds are protected by both federal and state laws that say that you may not take them home. Birds such as our northern mockingbird normally leave the nest 2 to 3 days before they can fly. Sometimes they leave much sooner. If you've got a mockingbird nest in your neighborhood, listen for those babies. When they near time to leave the nest, they begin periodically giving a high-pitched note. You can never quite tell where the sound is coming from, and neither can most predators. But the parent mockingbirds know it's the baby's location call, saying, "Here I am, come feed me." Give the feathered kids a break, enjoy them from a distance, and watch how well they're cared for. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson.